In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if you had a chance to go to Holy Land, to visit Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives. There is a little sanctuary, a little shrine, built by the Franciscan brothers. The name of the shrine, of the site, of the place is Dominus Flavit, the Lord cried. In front of the altar there is a window, not a stained glass, a window. And what you see through this little window is the panorama of Jerusalem. The same vision a few years later that Jesus saw, and he wept. So many reasons to weep, so many reasons to cry above Jerusalem. Today, how is that possible when you think about it? To see so much cruelty between human beings, people. That's crazy. But you see, the fact that Jesus cried upon the city is for us one of the most touching moments of his life. For us. We see there, we can touch the compassion of Christ, his love, the love of the Son of Man, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, incarnate, the Word, the love of God for us. He cried upon Jerusalem. Yes, Jesus cares. God cares for us. He is far from being indifferent about our miseries, our pain. Some dare to say, if God would exist, those walls, those tornadoes, those infants, innocent death. Why not my headache, my imperfect, my own difficulties would never be because God will take care of that. Blasphemy. It is easy to denounce God and pretend he's not doing anything. God put in front of us, give to us for our good use, everything. And among that, the incredible gift of freedom. God does not start wars. We do. Tornadoes are just a consequence of the complex mechanism of forces working on their own balance. That's the laws of nature. They are what they are, and we are very happy to know them because that's why we have electricity, that water in our sink, whatever, for our own comfort. Laws that, however, we are so good to mess up with because we play God and we create monsters. In a sense of that, is that true? But by whose hand? We have to stop whining, to stop complaining to God, and start to say thank you first. And you know God, and there is no doubt about that, intervene into the world so often to repair our destructive minds, behaviors. We are ourselves the reason, the cause of so much misery in this world. Yes, we are. If God, as some pretend, would indeed not care for the world, if God would leave this world, this creation, into our hands, believe me, that long time ago, that the world would have been totally destroyed. God intervenes. Hold our hands on Christmas. Don't we just celebrate the manpower Nagasaki, Hiroshima? We are able to do that. God stops us. So instead of murmuring, let's get on our knees and ask pardon. Let's face our own responsibilities. It will be a good change. Murmur. And some murmured, and they met the destroyer. Scripture. Murmur is one of the things that we all do. Now breath. It is a subtle expression of pride, penetrating everything, poisoning every of our actions. That's incredible what murmur is. On the appearance, obedience is saved. I obeyed. But murmuring. The order he followed upon, but in reality, the cancer is established in my way. It's the very work that I am doing. And it affects not only what I am supposed to do, which I do in a bad spirit, but it affects me. I am the first victim of the murmur. The person who lets himself to give into murmur is the first enemy, is unhappy with everything. Everything is a reason to murmur. Everything is a reason to discuss. He spoiled everyone and everything around you. Nothing at the end is pleasing. So what is the cure of murmuring? Discussing all the time is docility. Docility, to be docile, is a great virtue. If murmur is a daughter of pride, docility is a daughter of obedience, therefore humility. And we must cultivate this docility. It's so important. That's the one thing that the devil hates. I will not serve. I will not serve. If we do, we will follow the will of God, expressed by the legitimate authority. And remember, if we are all under obedience of somebody, you are all authority of somebody else. You are all being given power upon others. If you don't obey, you are not going to be obeyed, and you should not. have the Christian revolution that is true. Give example. Self-centeredness, egoism are at the heart of war, of conflict. Conflict that can be international, self-centeredness, domestic, self-centeredness, personal, even more. Yes. We complain that God doesn't intervene miraculously in my life day after day, when I consider that He should, because I know better than God. I know what is necessary, I know what is right. That's often for my own convenience. But strangely enough, we remain silent when it comes to behave. Don't be idolaters. You are worshipping false God, and that our goods, the position that we have, my phone, my car, my shoes, my food, my drink, anything, what I love, what I am like living for, fornication. No need to explain what it is, you know. A former idolatry, me, tempting Christ. We dare to tempt Christ again and again, challenging God. Isn't it foolish? And Jesus, look at us, look at me, and He weeps. He cries, why? Why do you do that? Why did I do to you? Isn't that difficult to love you back? The very true Jerusalem is not the city in the Middle East. The very true Jerusalem that is of our concern is our own household. I mean, our own body, the temple of the Holy Ghost that God gives us. That is what Jesus speaks about. The same thing that last week, are we a good steward of the creation of God? What do we do with God bestowed upon us? So much. What do I do with that? So little. So, maybe today, let us be touched. Let open our hearts and be touched by the compassion of God. He cares for me. Temptations? Yes, we have many temptations. They are not here for our fall. If God would tempt us in such a way to make us fall, He would. Who is going to fight against God? Possible. Temptations are not for our fall. Temptations are here to help us. They are block builders. They are foundation of success. And they are custom made for each one of us. That temptation, as terrible as it seems, is exactly what I need now to grow. And God teach me, formates me, help me individually by my name. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's say the prayer of the Mass once again. Hear our prayers, says the collect. My Lord, teach me to ask you just the things that are going to please you. Amen.
To the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.